The year that made me.
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 That's what it is. Yes, that segment. Every week we get to meet someone quite wonderful, and find out a moment in their lives when everything changed, when everything turned on a dime, a year that made them. Now, our guest this week, a journalist, a businesswoman, a TV presenter, an author, one of the most impressive, and I think you'd have to say enduring, figures in history of Australian publishing journalism, a trailblazer for women in the media. No, not Piers Ackerman.
You know, when you're the first woman, you are a very unknown quantity, and there was definitely a school of thought, which I think still exists today in some places, that editing a newspaper was a man's job and not a woman's job. You know, what would I know about it? But, you know, you have to overcome that when you're a woman.
A voice you know, Ida Buttrose, who joins me now to talk about the year that changed her life. Ida, welcome.
Thank you.
You're currently a co-host, Studio 10, and, of course, National Ambassador for Alzheimer's Australia. You're a big advocate now for this idea of positive ageing. Tell us about that.
Well, it happens as you get older yourself, you know, because it's an easy,
you might as well be.
Yeah, easy transition to make. Well, I think you do have to be positive about getting older. First of all, not everybody makes it. Not everybody makes it to old age. You've got to look on aging as an adventure, and it is an adventure, I can tell you, because every day something happens and you think, goodness me, that happens as well when you get older. What do you know? As long as you stay engaged, I think the key to successfully aging is to stay engaged in the community in which you live, participating in what goes on in your community and you know, contributing still.
That's something which is, I mean, the distinction there between workforce and the broader world, that's important because you can be involved in your community. There's no impediment to that. Nothing stands in your way there. I mean, work
sometimes
might not work out for you.
Sometimes we stand in our own way. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we lose contact and then we become hesitant about making contact. And I think that's very true of many older Australians. They're sometimes on their own, they live on their own, and they just lose a bit of their nerve, a bit of their gumption. But I think you've just got to remember that everybody is a bit like that at times. And inside all of us, there's a certain amount of reserve and shyness. But most people are friendly, and you've got to go out and make friends. You've got to push yourself out. You've got to push yourself out of your comfort zone.
Ida Buttrose is our guest, Year That Made Me. And Ida, your year, not so long ago, your year is 2013.
It just goes to show that sometimes the most wonderful and positive things can happen to you when you're older. I mean, there's been a lot of significant years in my life.
You've done stuff.
Yeah, but 2013 to become Australian of the Year, that is perhaps the highest honour your country can pay you. And what Australian of the Year gives you is a platform and an authority to talk about issues of concern. And mine were to raise the issues facing older Australians, to try and get more respect for older Australians, better employment opportunities, and very importantly, to raise awareness about Alzheimer's disease and the other dementias that affect so many Australians.
An honour like that, though, must be, it must be a very validating sort of experience. You must think, yeah.
It's humbling, actually.
Okay.
I think it's quite humbling.
Better word.
because you know, when you look at the previous holders of the honour, you realise that you are following in the footsteps of many distinguished Australians who've all made remarkable contributions to our country. And it's a privilege to be in their company.
Do you have to prioritise what you want to do with it? Do you have to sort of, okay, here's this year, I'm going to try and achieve that and not all those things, just really try and focus?
Well, the organisers leave it up to each individual Australian of the Year for them to determine what they want to do with it. You can do as much or as little as you like.
What do they say?
It's up to you. It's up to you what you want to do. You know, but nonetheless, lots of requests come in for the Australian of the Year. Uh-huh. You know, you visit schools, you visit communities in the country, you make speeches, you whatever. It's up to you. And I just thought it was such a wonderful opportunity because I was the national president of Alzheimer's Australia at the time, it was a wonderful opportunity for our organisation because we're trying so hard to get people to recognise that a person with dementia is still a person, and we don't want anyone who gets a diagnosis of dementia to feel a sense of shame. No one should feel ashamed to have a diagnosis of dementia. We want to get rid of the stigma. And, you know, it gave me an opportunity to talk about this and make people think about it. And that it was a valuable experience for us.
Is that sort of thing shifting? I mean, one of the things I would have thought would be a consequence of the aging of the population that we talk about so much would be a greater acceptance of age and of the things that come with it. Do you notice that? Is that a shifting landscape?
Well, I think as you get older, you do accept certain things change.
Is there a public momentum that's going with that shift in the population?
I suppose there is, but it's within all of us to practice preventive strategies that will allow us to age better. You know, a lot of the chronic diseases that many older Australians have could be reversed if they thought about their lifestyle choices. And it's easy for me to say, and it's hard for people to practice, but that's the truth of it. If everyone would just think about what they ate and how much exercise they do, many of them wouldn't suffer from the chronic disabilities that they have. Most of them are preventable. These are not difficult choices to make. These are not difficult changes to make.
Have you always made good choices?
Oh, gosh, no. No, no, no. But look, I mean, I'm just, I'm the same as everybody.
Just wondering.
I'm a human being. But I am careful with what I eat. Yes, and I do. I do eat a lot of fish. I do eat a lot of spinach and kale. And yes, I do practice what I preach, I've got to tell you, because macular disease is in our family, and I know I'm at high risk. I hope I'm not going to get it. But, you know, if it's in your family, there is a higher risk, 50%. And my father had vascular dementia, and while I know that it's not highly hereditary, I saw what it did to Dad. And so, you know, I'm very conscious about physical exercise and challenging my brain. No, I think I want to, I still have a few things I want to do, you know, and I've got 5 grandchildren, and I want to be fit and able to enjoy them and
see them
and
grow.
To still travel and do things that I want to do and write a few more books. I'm very anxious to write a few more books.
Well, I was going to say, there you are, enjoying success on TV, success burdened only by the proximity of Joe Hildebrand, but, you know, we all have a cross to bear.
He's a work in progress.
what is next for you? I mean, what are you going to set your cap at? In the immediate
future. Well,
you never
know for sure, because what I find is that when I think my life is travelling on an even keel, and someone comes along and says, "Now look what we're doing," and you think, you think that looks interesting. Yeah, I'd love to do it, but I am very keen to start writing another book. It's a couple of years between books, and I usually find I need a couple of years between books
to recover.
And to get the creative juices working again.
Your year that made me guess this morning has been Ida Buttrose in 2013. I can tell you a tale here. Ida was made, yes, Australian of the Year. She told us that story. At that event was one Jimmy Barnes. And he said, if I'd known it was you, I would have played the song. And we know what that song is, and it's the song that Ida has chosen for us this morning. Ida Buttrose, in The Year That Made Me, and the song is the eponymous track from Cold Chisel. Yes, Ida.
Every night when I grow home, I settle down to prime time limbo. When all the boys are gathered around, shouting Ida's on TV. And though the roaches are thick on the ground, somebody goes to close our window.
Chisel with the song they wrote all about our guest Ida Buttrose.